I'd look around ourselves.
Now, Mr. Brinkley, there may still be some ammonia in there.
No, there ain't, sir. Hendricks busted all the windows when we went in. Gas is practically all out by now.
Come on then, Carson.
Is it okay if I go in with you, Mr. Brinkley?
Who are you?
Lowry's my name, sir, from the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, Britt Reed's paper. Well, come along.
Do you think it's wise, Mr. Brinkley?
How do you mean?
Well, there's been quite a bit of trouble in our packing plant already, sir. Perhaps it's best to keep reporters away.
You're wrong there. Better take me along, Mr. Brinkley.
I don't exactly...
I have a story already, Mr. Brinkley, from the men who were inside. Do you want me to print that, or would you rather have me get the straight dope from seeing it myself?
Look here, young man. What are you implying?
Well, one of them, one that was working inside when the pipes burst, said it looked like plain criminal carelessness.
Don't listen to his story, Mr. Brinkley.
My meatpacking plant has always been the safest in the country.
Then it's okay for me to go with you?
Yes, it is.
But, Mr...
Besides, Britt Reed is a friend of mine, and I want him to have a good idea of what's happened here from someone who won't color the story. Put a handkerchief over your nose. We're going in.
Office of Britt Reed's secretary.
Who's the boss with, anyhow?
I don't know, Lowry. I told him you were waiting, but he said to wait. He's tied up with someone who came in while I was out to lunch.
Well, who is it?
Don't ask me. He left those packages on that other desk.
Well, Katie.
Axford.
Very golly, youngsters. Glad I am to see you.
You're the one who was with Mr. Reed.
That I am. And I'm to be back at me old job. Very golly, ain't that something? How are you, Lowry?
I was all right till you blew in. But anyhow, welcome, Axford.
The same old...